Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are finding ways to invest in relationships to grow up in purpose and on purpose, because we are stronger together. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident encourager extraordinaire, because I know that when you infuse a problem with a little courage, then possibilities begin to emerge. It takes courage to take the first step, and sometimes it takes way more courage to take that next step. The more people I gather around me to help me find the courage, the better position I will be in to pursue all of my unique design and the possibilities that come along with it. I have seen some good coaches in my life, and I have seen some very, very bad coaches. No matter what sport or what area of life, a good coach can make the difference. All of my sons have played Little League Baseball, but one coach stood out among all of their coaches. After every game, he would gather the boys together and he would tell them the things that had gone very well during the game. And then he would challenge them to think of things that they could do better in areas so that they could practice them at their next practice. He wanted them to see and to think about how they could improve. The same conversation occurred no matter if the team had won or if they had lost. The score at the end of the game wasn't as important as being better and doing better. It reminds me of an acting coach that the boys also had. I guess she was more of a teacher than a coach, but the best coaches are often teachers in one form or another. After a class or a rehearsal, she would gather them in a circle and have them share what she called glows and grows. A glow would be something positive, a grow would be something they could do better. Not only was she helping focus on how to be better in their efforts, but she was actually investing in growing up coaches with that same focus. We need these people in our lives to help us see the more in ourselves and also to help us show how to get to that more in our lives. A while back, I signed up to work with a coach. Now, he made a lot of promises in his pitch, and it was going to cost quite a bit of money for me to be part of those promises. But I knew that I wanted to reach the destination he was promising. So I sent an email making sure that what I was expecting and what he was promising were the same. His response was, yes, they are. 3 months later, after following all of his guidelines and doing all of his work, I was in the same place as I had been when we first connected, only now my wallet was a little bit lighter. So I asked and received a refund, because what he promised and what I received were not the same. On the other side of this equation, I connected with a very different coach at a very different time, and that coach offered some inspiring and motivational ideas, and I jumped on board. But a month later, I was not where I wanted to be. The problem wasn't the coach or what the coach had promised, but it was my expectations and my lack of investment and understanding the journey. Coaches are valuable additions to our success tool chest. They are the motivators that challenge us to do and to be more than we could do and be on our own. But like all relationships, and really all things that I pursue in this journey, I will not get out of this coaching experience more than I am willing to put into the experience. And that includes time, resources, and heart. I need to be invested in the motivators, the coaches, if I want to get the most out of the time together. So one, I have to know my expectations. I need to write down what I want or need to receive from the experience in specific detail. Two, I have to be willing to invest in the relationship by making time, being engaged, being present, and being responsive during our time together. 3, I have to do the homework. Each time I'm with a coach or a motivator, I have to be engaged in the moment, but then I have to follow up with the recommendations and guidance given during the time together. 4, I have to accept responsibility, not just for my actions, but for my expectations. Ultimately, it is all up to me. And 5, I have to be honest. I have to be honest with myself and with the coach or the motivator. I have to be honest about where I am and where I'm going and what I expect and what I'm getting along the way. The more honest I am, the more I can get out of the investment. Moving up to the next level of my journey will require an investment. And quite honestly, it's going to require more and more the more I move up. I'm going to have to continually be putting into this journey if I'm going to continue to grow up into more that I could be. I'm going to have to continue to look for ways to improve on what I'm doing if I want to move to that next level. And sometimes, most of the time, I will not see it on my own. Having a motivator around me, having that coach come along beside me and work with me will allow me to reach the potential that's there, sometimes that I don't even realize is there or I don't recognize as being there. Moving up to that next level means connecting not just with a coach, but connecting with the right coach that can recognize where I am, what I want, what I need, and how for me to get there. I need someone that will push me a little more or a little farther than others around me normally would do. A coach has the heart to push me right out of my comfort zone and on to my unique success. A coach is a partner, a motivator, someone that is willing to drive me into my true potential. A good coach, or even better and more important, the right coach for me, where I am and with where I want to go, will make a difference in my journey. I worked with a hard coach who was of the school that if you beat them down, they would grow up to so much more. But I was miserable under that coach. All he managed to do for me was drive me into a dark room to cry. I didn't want to do better for him, and I definitely didn't want to continue to work. I've also worked with a soft coach who was of the school that if you worked, if it worked for you, then it would be okay. It was good enough. All she managed to do was make me feel like I could do things without helping me actually do things. And I've worked with the right coach at the right time, and she engaged with me to determine what I wanted and what I was willing to do to get there, and then helped me go that direction. Now, I entered each of the coaching situations from a very different point in my life and with a very different attitude. With each one, it was as much me, if not more me, than it was the coach. Working with a coach or a motivator or however you want to tag them, it really does come back around to what you will put into it. 1, I have to know my expectations. I need to be aware of what I want from the experience, and those expectations have to be within the scope of the experience. In other words, working with a coach will not be the easy button some people want. When I wrote the book, Place and Purpose, it was from a heart wanting to help others unlock their unique design. I shared my own journey and the journey of others that I had encountered along my walk. One reviewer said she was very disappointed in the book. Although the information was good, what she had wanted me to do was tell her her place. Now, no book, well, okay, there's maybe one book out there, but most all books ever written will not meet that particular expectation. When I work with a coach, I have to know what they are willing to do or to offer, and I also have to know what I expect them to deliver. And then I have to see how the two meet up. Two, I have to be willing to make the necessary investment, not just of my time, but of my resources as well. What I get out of the experience is directly related to what I put into the experience. I was challenged by a coach when I was in high school. Now, she saw more in my athletic abilities than I was letting out. She challenged me to push harder and to be better, but I had no desire. None whatsoever. I had no interest in moving to the next level. No matter how much she offered or how hard she tried, I stayed mediocre and I was content there. That's what I was willing to invest. By the way, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I mean, I enjoyed sports all of my life, but I never had a desire to pursue them. So there was no coach that could get me to go to that next level. Three, I have to be willing to do the homework. Kind of corresponds with the necessary investment. I have to hear the wisdom and the coaching, and then I have to put it to practice to see how it works in my life. My younger brother worked with a coach that pushed him in basketball, and every day after practice, my brother came home and practiced what he had practiced. He followed the rules and the advice of his coach, and every day he got better. And he kept going until he received a scholarship to play ball at the college level. Another note, just of interest, with each level you move up, it's going to take more to move up to the next level. Understand that when you're working with a coach. And four, I have to accept responsibility. Nobody, not a coach, not a trainer, not a teacher, no one can take this walk for me. The coach is my motivation to keep me going, and sometimes the coach acts as a trainer or a teacher to help me make the most of my journey. But unless I do what needs to be done, I will never be able to reach the success I desire. It is on me. When I worked with a coach that did not meet up to my expectations, I went back and looked at my records. I didn't make the most of my time with that coach. Now, maybe if I had done things different, if I had invested more, maybe the results would have been the same. But in the end, I didn't do my part. I have to do my part if I'm going to make the most out of this relationship. And five, I have to be honest. I have to be honest about what I want. I have to be honest about what I expect. And I have to be honest about the experience. What might have happened if I had said to that coach that I wasn't getting what I expected? What if I had said, I'm not in a position right now to invest what is necessary to make the most of what you're offering me? Or what if I had looked at what he was offering and simply reminded myself that he is not my answer? See, when I'm honest with myself, with others, then I remove many of the stumbling blocks that keep me from reaching my success. Working with a coach is not the answer. It's just one more tool to build my success. Working with anyone in any capacity will not give me the answer. It's just one more element that allows me to discover the answer that I need for my unique journey. And ultimately, it is a unique journey. The coach can help me find my way, but the coach is not my way. The coach can help me understand the process, but the coach cannot give me the process. I have to unlock that and discover that for myself because it is my unique journey. I learn and grow in a relationship with a coach, but I do not get my answer and my direction because of him. Ultimately, it's my journey. On more than one occasion, I have met someone that I thought held the magic key to my breakthrough, always forgetting in those moments that the person that truly holds my breakthrough looks back at me from the mirror every morning. I want there to be an easy button. I want there to be a simple step-by-step guide that shows me the way. In truth, Once again, I forget that I hold that very guide in my hand every single morning, and often throughout the day. I just need to take more time to invest more in that guide. Scripture is the very step-by-step guide that I want for my journey. When I admit that to myself, then I can be honest about what it is I really want. When I admit that I have the guide, I have the roadmap written out for me, I can pick it up and I can discover it. When I admit that to myself, then I can really see what it is I want. And what I want is someone else to do the work for me. I may wish something, and I may even want something deeply, but until it becomes a heart desire driven by my unique design and purpose, I will struggle to get it, because I will never truly get it. And I'm not trying to get it. I'm trying to get someone to give it to me. I don't want to get, I want to be given. And there's a big difference in those two places. A coach not only helps me get to where I am going, but they help me to clarify the going in the first place. In other words, they help me understand and get to the place where I have that deep, heart-driven desire based on my unique design. I sometimes need the clarification. I need someone to point me in the right direction and help me see better my design and purpose. And I like to think of the young Samuel when I'm thinking about clarification. He had to be guided to understand his direction. Samuel's mother was unable to have children, so she would go to the temple and she would pray. And one day she was praying so hard the priest thought she was drunk. When she said she was just praying so hard because she wanted something really bad, the priest offered her these words. He said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grants your petition." Then, when she had the son, she gave the son to God because he had blessed her, just as she said she was going to do. So this child was a promise from God that was now serving God. So one night, Samuel is laying in bed, and he hears his name being called. So he answers, "Here I am." And then he runs to Eli, who was the priest. Now remember, this is the middle of the night. Eli was an old guy. He's sleeping, or he's trying to sleep. And he says, "Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel does. And then it happens again. And he goes running back to Eli again. So we go through this process, not once, not twice, but three times. The third time was just too much for Eli. Now, you could say he was acting as a coach, but he was probably acting a little bit as a disturbed older gentleman trying to get his rest. But he tells Samuel, he said, "Next time when the voice calls out, just say, 'Speak, Lord.'" This story comes from 1 Samuel 1 through 3. Sometimes that's what we need from a coach. We need someone who can point out the obvious, the stuff that's right there in front of us, because we're so close, we can't see it. I heard recently that we all need someone else that can read the label on our jar, because we can't read what's on it from the inside of the jar, which is where we are. We are the inside of the jar. So it takes someone on the outside to read what the label really says, and to read what is the right of us. I also enjoy the interaction of Elijah and Elijah, because this goes along with the idea of some people outside can see more. And Elijah was a prophet. He just had a major encounter with God. You could even say that he had an earth-shattering encounter with God because it involved an earthquake. But he leaves that encounter and sees Elijah in the field working. And Elijah takes his mantle and throws it on Elijah. In other words, he was passing his position of prophet off onto this young farmer. This comes from 1 Kings 19. He saw something in Elijah that Elijah didn't even know he had. Sometimes I need someone outside of my life to see the potential for my life. I need coaches, motivators in my life to help me see the more that I can be. Coaches are not the answer, but they are one more tool I can use to help me discover my unique answer and my unique path in this journey to my designed success. Ultimately, it's on me, but coaches can see and help me move in the right direction. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your dream igniter because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.